Now, I got a letter the other day from a woman. She said, I don't want government-run health care. I don't want socialized medicine. And don't touch my Medicare.
That was, of course, President Barack Obama, who had a town hall yesterday with members of the AARP lobbying difficult questions at him. Well, you know what? We've got our very own town hall meeting here today with Reba Moon and Jean Barrett. Reba owns a small granite supply business with her husband in Alberton, Georgia. Reba, tell us what you're facing.
We're facing high insurance premiums. They've gone up from last year from $528 per month, per person, to $765 this year, per person, per month. And it's just gotten to where we can't pay it. Most small businesses can't afford insurance for their people. And it's gotten to where it's just taking everything we have or what we make to pay major medical insurance.
So when you look at these reform proposals being batted around, what do you think? Is there anything that worries you as a small business owner?
I think there's something's got to be done, and it's got to be done very quickly. There's so many people around that doesn't have insurance, that can't afford insurance, and small businesses can't offer insurance because they can't keep their businesses open because the health care is so high.
But, Reba, just to be clear, if they force you as a mandate to get insurance and to keep insurance, how much of a subsidy do you think you and your business would need to maintain that insurance if it becomes a matter of law?
My goodness, I don't know. I really don't, the way it keeps going up. We may have to shut the doors if they get to that point.
And wouldn't that mean then that your employees don't have a job, let alone health care insurance? Let's bring Jean Barrett into this conversation. Jean, hello. Thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Jean is a 79-year-old retiree from Queens, New York. Jean, what is your health care coverage like?
My health care coverage, myself personally, it's quite good. I receive from my former employer, I received supplemental insurance, which very little cost to me, actually. And I, of course, I'm covered under Medicare. So overall, my insurance situation is pretty good. So, however, an awful lot of people that I associate with and are friends with are an entirely different experience. Reba's right. Many employers are either downgrading or canceling health insurance. They can't afford it. And people that work for smaller companies, I used to specialize in small business, they can't afford it. They can't do it. So as a result, a lot of people are uninsured. Many of the uninsured are just people that that work, but are not receiving any insurance from their employer.
So, Jean, this is actually fairly common that about 80% of Americans are happy with the health insurance they have, but are very, very concerned about the system. What do you think needs to change for the uninsured and to improve health care in America?
What needs to be?
I know it's a big question.
We could go on for hours and hours
and hours.
I think we've got to find a way to, as President Obama put it, get more bang for the buck. We are wasting money. I mean, literally wasting money, paying for costs that need not be paid for, and reimbursing insurance companies some at a rate that is unsustainable. You get that to the point where health care costs are going up, three times the rate of inflation. And all you can see is that this absolutely cannot go on forever. I mean, health costs will double every 7 years under the current rate. And health care costs doubling every 7 years, no one can afford it. No one. I wouldn't expect my insurance company to keep my former employer to keep covering me at that kind of a rate.
Important points all. We also have Dr. Leo Cooney on the phone with us. He's a professor of geriatrics at Yale University School of Medicine. You've been listening to all of this, and you've studied how Medicare works. You know what? Let's listen to Obama talk about it right now. So in listening to our town hall here at The Takeaway, what is your takeaway? Dr. Cooney, are you on the line?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was listening to. I was waiting for Obama.
My apologies.
Okay. Well, I certainly completely agree with both Reba and Gene. There's a huge problem of the uninsured. We have to solve that problem. And I think when I can read in the paper and read about this, that's the major focus of healthcare reform right now. But I think that getting to Gene's point, I think that's only a part of the problem. And the huge problem, particularly for the elderly, who usually have Medicare, that only covers part of the cost, Gene's supplementary insurance, what sometimes called Medigap, is really necessary, but has gotten very expensive. But the real issue for older people is the lack of integrated care. And what drives that problem is the lack of primary care physicians. I teach in a medical school. I'm somewhat appalled by the fact that no young physicians want to go into primary care, general internal medicine anymore. When I graduated from Yale Medical School in 1969, 60% of the class went into internal medicine. Last year, 16% went to internal medicine. So we need to have a robust system of primary care, general internists, and family practitioners
right.
to care for our older people, and we don't have that right now.
Hold on one second, Dr. Cooney. Gene Barrett, let me grab a takeaway here. Gene Barrett, I understand you're a cancer survivor. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And you're happy with your health care. That's what you told Amy at the top, right? Okay,
yes,
and Reba, you're a healthy employer, correct?
Yes.
And you're unhappy and actually scared to death about health care, correct?
Yes.
Dr. Leo Cooney, is that the problem right there? The sick are more confident about the future than the healthy in America?
No, but you're talking to one sick person and one healthy person. I don't think you can make that generalization at all. I think there are major problems of access to care for older for people, period, in this country. Part of the problem with access for care is the uninsured. The second problem of access for care is the lack of primary care physicians. So, I don't think you can generalize from what two people say. I think most people see major problems with the American healthcare system. I think that President Obama is absolutely correct and that we have to have healthcare reform. The actual details of how it gets worked
right.
out is
well,
still
it's a very
difficult.
Interesting set of contrasts there. Dr. Cooney, thanks so much. Reba Moon and Gene Barrett, all three voices on healthcare reform in America. Coming up, we're going to get an update on the capsized boat carrying Haitian migrants, leaving at least 15 dead. Stay with us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.